State Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates.
KTSA News Time is 3:38. Jack Riccardi at 5:50 and 107.1 KTSA. You can get in here at 210-599-5555. The president today had an event at the White House about the priority of reopening schools in the fall. President Trump and his administration think it is very important, critical for the not only the education, but the mental health and well-being of students, that they go physically go back to school. Well, we say in the fall, but of course around here we go back to school next month. So how high is that priority for you? If you're a parent or a teacher, I'm just curious, how high do you put that priority? Like, are you absolutely praying and yearning and thinking it's vitally important that the kids are physically back in school? Are you having mixed feelings? Are you taking a wait and see on it? Some school districts are going to give the option of in-person learning or online learning. It's going to be weird to see how that blends, you know, where you'll have a classroom of kids, but some of them will be at home in front of a computer and some of them will be at a desk in the classroom. Tell me about that, 210-599-5555. And I wanted to bring back one of our medical all-stars to talk about some of these things with us on our KTSA Connecticut Quality Water Softeners Newsmaker line, Dr. Fred Campbell from the UT Health San Antonio system. Dr. Campbell, good to have you back with us. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jack. Good to be here.
There's been a lot of, as you probably know, there's been a lot of news coverage in the last 24 hours about the potential airborne characteristics of the coronavirus, and some 200 medical experts have signed a letter to the World Health Organization saying they believe it is much more airborne and can stay airborne more than we previously thought. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, those are alarming concerns, and again, I would say that it's likely that there is some truth to that. It's a very controversial thing. Contagion that degree of contagion that we see with this virus, and we're learning new things every day. So I would tend to err on the side of being more cautious rather than less cautious. It looks like these are pretty legitimate concerns.
In layman's terms, how are aerosols different from droplets?
Aerosols tend to stay in the air much longer. Droplets are heavier. They have a tendency to fall after a few feet. Aerosols, unfortunately, can exist in the air, depending on conditions like humidity and wind and things of that sort, and can be around, unfortunately, for much longer. So that's a great concern.
If this was, and again, as you say, we're learning, but if this was the case that now aerosolization was more of an issue, would that make us think differently about physical distancing, masking? Would those things be any less important? I mean, how does it change what we're doing?
Masking is still going to be an important issue, and I think the situation will vary considerably depending on the length of time somebody is around an individual that's infected. Also, whether somebody's indoors, these aerosols will be affected by things like wind conditions and humidity, those kinds of things. So it would still be extremely important to be masking indoors. It may affect the amount of time one spends in enclosed space, and certainly the distance could be considerably longer. So again, these are disturbing kinds of new ideas, and I think they're to be considered seriously at this point.
We're seeing a real push, Dr. Campbell, from the administration to reopen schools, physically reopen them in the new school year. What do you tell people? I mean, everything they're hearing sends them a very mixed message about whether that's a good idea or a bad idea, and it may be that it's good for kids in the mental health sense, but is it dangerous for teachers and adults who are going to be in those schools in the physical health sense? What are your thoughts on that?
I do think that it is very important to err on the side of being very cautious, and it is going to be a headache for all concerned to have to change these recommendations fairly rapidly. At the same time, if we start infecting large numbers of even younger people like children, despite the fact that they withstand the infection pretty well, it will be a much more likely situation to infect higher risk individuals. And we're talking about an awful lot of folks in the South Texas area with conditions like more severe diabetes and heart disease in our community.
So how do you balance that? I know this is a big question. How do you balance that risk with the risk or the potential damage we're doing to kids keeping them home?
You know, we need to be aware of what's necessary to be able to educate children in a home environment. It will not be optimum. There's no question that there'll be a substantial number of young people that will not have the kind of access they need to have education at the level that we would like to see it or expect to see it at this point. It's going to take, a tremendous effort on the part of industry and the private sector to make sure that those folks that are not in a situation to get good virtual communication, electronic communication, get that so that they can compete on an equal basis in the educational form.
Yeah. So it sounds to me like you're really leaning toward online learning, not in-person learning, and not only out of concern for kids, but out of concern for transmissibility, you know, kids bringing it home, stuff like that, right?
Yeah, we are much more in danger in terms of our older population and folks with chronic illnesses, particularly heart disease, lung disease, kidney disease, and severe diabetes, for instance, cancer patients. The problem, of course, is that there really is no way right now, once someone is infected, to avoid more serious complications and a much higher death rate in that population. So, yes, I'm inclined to keep the kids as much as possible in an environment where they don't contract this disorder. That may mean virtual education for a long time.
Dr. Fred Campbell, UT Health, San Antonio. Dr. Campbell, always appreciate the time. Thank you for coming on with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Jack. Very important.
We'll talk to you soon. We have a lot more to talk about, you and I. We will do that at 210-599-5555. Where are you on the kids returning to school thing? We'll talk about that. We'll get your votes in on the Stevens Roofing JR poll. There's now more calls for an independent investigation into the Vanessa Guillen case, the Army murder. So where are you on that? Today's JR poll asking, powered by Stevens Roofing.